Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov is told that his long-lost son, Yosef, is actually alive and well in Egypt. And when Yaakov hears that news, he begins making plans to leave Eretz Yisrael and to head down to Egypt. And when Yaakov begins his journey to Egypt, the Torah says in Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Aleph that Yaakov traveled, he and everyone that was with him, they all traveled to Beersheba, and he offered korbanos to the God of his father, Yitzchak. And there's so many questions to ask on this pasuk. For example, why does the Torah call Yaakov Yisrael here? Or why does the Torah say that Yaakov offered korbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak? Wasn't that the same God, of course, as his father, as his grandfather Avraham? And there's other many questions on this pasuk. However, for today's brief FMT, I would like to ask a more basic question. Why does it matter where Yaakov went or where he stopped? I am sure he stopped in a number of places on his way to Egypt. So why single out that he stopped in Beersheba? The Medrash in Breishis Rabbah in Parsha Tzadi Dalet, on our Parsha, says, in the name of Rav Nachman, that Yaakov went to Beersheba in order to cut the cedar trees that Avram Havinu planted there. That's what the Medrash says, and it makes our questions even stronger. Why did Yaakov Avinu need to go to Beersheba just to cut down cedar trees that Avram Havinu planted? And why did Avram plant them in the first place? And why did Yaakov need now, of all times, to cut them down? That same Medrash continues and tells us that from those cedar trees, Bnei Yisrael would eventually make the Bariach HaTichon. The Bariach HaTichon was the extremely long central wooden beam that ran horizontally along all of the sides of the Mishkan. The Bariach HaTichon was the central beam holding together the entire Mishkan. And says the Medrash that Bariach HaTichon came from the wood that Avram planted in Beersheba and that Yaakov cut down on his way to Egypt. So what does this all mean? What's the message? Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, who died in 1966, in his Oznaim LaTorah on this pasuk, offers the following beautiful explanation. The Beis HaMikdash is the symbol of Achdus and the inseparability of Bnei Yisrael. It is there where we gather three times a year. It is there where the entire nation as a single unit brings Korbanos Tzibur. It is there where all of our Tfilos are concentrated, so to speak, etc., etc. It's the Beis HaMikdash and it's the Mishkan. The Beis HaMikdash, and prior to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, they are the symbols of our connection and attachment to each other. When Yaakov realized that infighting between the brothers, in other words, a lack of Achdus between the brothers, almost led to Yosef's murder and did lead to the sale of Yosef, when Yaakov saw all this, when he realized all this, he started making plans for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It would be that Beis HaMikdash that would work in the opposite direction to unify the people, to bring people together, to mend fissures in the nation. When Yaakov hears that he is headed to Egypt, he first goes to Beersheba to begin not just the building of the Mishkan, but the rebuilding of Bnei Yisrael. That is Rav Zalman Sarutzkin. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who died in 1986, answers these questions in a different, also beautiful way in his Sefer on the Chumash, Emes LeYaakov. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that right before Yaakov descended to Egypt, he was very, very nervous that his descendants would forget that they really belong in Eretz Yisrael. He was worried that after a few generations, Yaakov was worried that his children's children's children would become so entrenched in Egypt that they would forget that their real home is in Eretz Yisrael, that they were once there and they will return once again when their time in Egypt is finished. So to combat those feelings in his descendants, to combat the distancing that his descendants might feel from Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov went to Beersheba and brought the cedar trees that his grandfather Avraham planted. They would take those trees and plant them in Egypt. They would be planted in Egypt. And the story would be passed down from parent to child, whenever they passed those trees growing in Egypt. And what would they say to each other? You see those trees? They don't grow naturally in Egypt. They were planted here by your ancestor Yaakov. They came from Eretz Canaan. They came from Avram Avinu in Eretz Israel. That is where we belong. That is where we will return. And that is where we will build the Beis HaMikdash in Yirtzeh Hashem. It's a very, very powerful message from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Not every one of us is able to live in Israel yet. But each one of us needs some sort of cedar tree in our lives to remind us daily where we all need to be. Have an amazing day, everyone.